first mission in Tyrus, Maseches Tyrus is referring primarily in respect to Tumas Oichalim. Shloisha also Dova Benivlas Oif Tor. The 13 halachas that were said about a dead kosher bird that was not shechted. Tzricha Machshava. In order for Tumas Oichalim, which is a rishon l'tuma, one has to designate it for eating purposes. If he doesn't designate it for eating purposes, it will not be mekavel this type of tuma. Ve'ena tzricha hechsha. But once he does have the machshava, he does not have to come in contact with the liquid or be metame itself. That which we said, that it has to be have machshava, that's in respect to this tuma of rishon l'tuma. But we'll see later in the mission that one swallows it, it's considered an avatuma. The tuma that one gets by swallowing this bird applies whether he designated the bird for eating or not. And from that point on, it's metame tumas oichlin kebeitza, which means that if it has a beitza, it's considered tome, and it's metame something else. In other words, it's considered reach in the tumah, and if a food touches it, it will come be a sheni. Kazais be base ablia. If a person eats a kazais as he's swallowing it, it's metame him, because the tumas, this nivlas leiftar as a tuma of an avatuma, but it's a special type of avatuma that's only metame of the person when one is swallowing it. By touching it, it does not have the status of an avatuma, just has the status of a rishina tuma. But oichlator avat shem, someone who eats it, he has to, if he wants to go into the base of mikdash, or Yitshuma, he has to wait till sunset. Chaymer Lel Bias Mikdash, somebody's tummy, as a result of swallowing it, he goes to the base of Mikdash, he Schaib Kodesh, the Sakhm Lesa Truma, if it touches Truma, Truma has to be burnt. Person eats an Aver that was ripped off from this bird while it was alive. That person who ate it gets 40 lashes, or accurately 39 lashes. Because that's he's eating the vela. Shkitosim likosim ateres is treifasa to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that if it's a treifa, whether you shecht it or you do malika on it, it is tahir. Rav Yudayim ain't a metahir. Maybe says it's not metahir because we don't learn out from behema that by shecht a behema that's a treifa, it's not tome anymore. It's also to eat, but we shouldn't treifa, but it's not tome. Rabbi Yosi says a shchita is metayer, but the malika is not. You know, the shchita is the same as shchita is behema, so you learn out from shchita is behema. Malika is a different type of procedure, and therefore we do not learn out malika from shchita.